irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
What a beautiful weekend.
It's a great weekend.
It's another great time, and it's sunny out there. It's just going to be lovely on the beach and inland. And when the weather is like this, you hope there's a few car shows remaining. Should we chat now or wait to the end? Are we teasing?
We'll do it. Weather stuff.
Let's talk about car shows.
We got stuff. Today, going to be the cruise at Camarillo Bowl from 4 to 8. And they got the pizza guy in there, which is going to be nice. They have good pizza, which is nice. And tomorrow they got Cars and Coffee. Now, this is the one on PCH. It's at the Bluffs. There's two of them. There's one here and there's one over at the Civic Center in Cross Creek. This one's going to be from 7 to 9. But you know what I want to hit is I want to hit for next week, the 17th. I want to let everybody to know that the Roman Relics are going to be at the Rock and Roll Cafe on Tapo Street, not Tapo Canyon. Please bring an unwrapped toy of $10 or more. Please bring some food, some canned goods, some staples and stuff for the people that aren't fortunate enough to have food in our community. And there's a lot of them because there's a car cruise and a food drive. And they're going to be doing that on next Saturday. And that's going to be from 3 to 7. So hopefully you'll come out and get that done. And we'll have some fun. And
yeah, let's make it happen.
Yeah, it's good.
See some beautiful cars and give to a good cause. Many of the car folks and groups and clubs are tied in with a nice charity.
No, it is. And it's always fun. The other thing I want to talk about is another kind of little charity thing. It's the Live Reindeer and Tamale Festival. And it's going to be December 8th. I know that's a ways away, but they're going to be donating some of the proceeds to the veterans. And I think that's nice. It's going to be at the Town Center, up on Town Center Drive. It's going to be called the Santa's Tamale Festival. So if you get a chance, come on out December 8th. It's going to be from 11 to 7. I've already got my tickets, and I'm going to go out and have some great tamales. I love tamales anyway. So we're going to go out there and do some sampling, I guess, and maybe even take some home, I hope.
Yeah, no, tamale.
Love tamale. If they're good, you know.
Yeah, that's always the thing. When you get like a prepackaged or something that's, if when they don't, what is it, the masa?
The masa. Too much masa.
That's
there's not enough meat.
Yeah.
And put some meat in there.
Nitrate. But then if the masa isn't, and here I am, you know, talking about tamales. But I have had a good chance over the many, many years living here and knowing a lot of, you know, wonderful Latinos who have brought me into what's good. Because I always say, yeah, what's good? What's good?
Yeah.
And they always say, well, nothing's as good as mom's. But and they point me in the right direction. So.
Well, if you want good tamales, and I haven't been there for years, but it's always been the best, is La Centralia Bakery in Oxnard. And I understand that the line at Thanksgiving and Christmas, the line is like around the block and down the street. And, you know, you need to take a shuttle to get up there because they're that good. Mm-hmm. He uses a different masa, someone said. And I don't know the difference between masa A and masa B. All I know is the ones I like don't have a whole lot of masa and they got a whole lot of meat. Either beef.
I like a whole lot of mole.
Or a whole lot of mole or pork. I like either one.
So good. You know, and again, we're blessed with the integration of cultures and foods that we have. Oh, in
definitely.
Ventura County. We have many that are here, and that's it. So when's the Tamale Festival?
It's going to be December 8th, and it's from 11 to 7, and I'm going to be there. So I just can't wait. You know, we always talk about food on this show. We do the Chick-fil-A thing, and now we got tamales. I mean, this is the season.
It's good.
Turkey coming up. Woo-hoo!
Cock-a-doodle. It's time to enjoy.
Yes, it is.
Time to enjoy and have some great food with your friends and family. Yeah. And Thanksgiving is early this year because it's that third Thursday thing, and this is a it's the fourth Thursday, and this is a five Thursday month.
That's right.
I just confused everybody. But that's the deal. Let's talk about, 8 years on the air here on KVTA, helping people and helping listeners keep their money safe, and something that you've done for the last year or so,
the
broadcast.
Yeah.
The podcast style delivery of Ron Grant. And the great news is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can get Ron Grant. But you have to go to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon and boom, you have Ron Grant anytime. So if you hear something on the show and say, man, I got to hear that again. go to that website. Again, SaveForMoneySpecialist.com, LA Talk Radio icon, and you are in there with Ron. You also have a credit card program for people who will meet with you. You'll meet pretty much anywhere. Your office, it could be their home.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, it's nice. You know, the thing is, remember all the dinners we did for years and years and years, and you came to all the dinners and some of the lunches. We had a blast. You know, a lot of people came. But I know there's people that won't attend these public workshops because they've come up and told me. They said, you know, we get invited all the time, but, you know, we listen to you on the radio. We feel comfortable with you, and we do want to know about Save for Money. So, you know, obviously then I go out and do the appointment. So if you meet with me now one-on-one, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe and guaranteed. See, Wall Street can't say that for you. Your 401k that's in there is in risk. Your 457 plan, your TSA, your TSP, these are all in risk. Now, I know the market's been up last couple of years, and that's great, but now might be a good time to be a profit taker. So we meet one-on-one if you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed with me. You'll get with me a $100 MasterCard or Visa. Okay, now to qualify for that, again, 55 to 75, have some immediate money. We're also going to show you how to stop paying the fees that you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, through your 401k company, your 403b company. They all charge fees. It's funny because AARP many years ago had a piece out. And it's called "Hear That Sucking Sound." It was on one of the websites, in fact. And AARP was listed in there as stating that 83% of Americans did not know that they were paying fees in their 401k plan. It was a USA Today article on August 24th, 2009. Remember, whatever I talk about on the show is written down somewhere. I don't just spew this stuff off the top of my head. So you can check that out if you want. Think about this. Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. Why in the world would you want to sit around and wait for it to happen a third time when you know there's a better way? You know, we participate in some of the upside of Wall Street with the things that I offer my clients and that I have for myself. We just don't participate in the downside. And the nice thing about it is you can get that guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Think about that. And when you pass away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. So a meeting with me one-on-one and then the credit card, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I want you to go to my website. The main site is SaferMoneySpecialist.com. And there's ways to check me out. There's some third-party educational information on there. There's some videos on there. In fact, if you own a 401k, 403b, top of the page, picture of me on the microphone, there's an article there. Click onto it. It's the 401k recession from Steve Croft. It's 60 minutes. Talks about how the financial planners and the stockbrokers have done such a poor job of helping you in your retirement. The other thing I want you to understand is that we're going to keep that money 100% safe, where you can't lose the principal and you can't lose the gains. On my website, you can click onto the box. It says "I want IncomeForLife.com." Download the 10 things to know about retirement income. There's a book there that you can take a look at and read whenever you're at your leisure. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Ron Grant, the original Save for Money Specialist.
No one, no matter how much or how little we have to invest, wants to lose money. On that, we can all agree. Many of us want a safer home for our money, one that eliminates the roller coaster ride of Wall Street. And that's why talking to Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, makes so much sense. Here are three things to remember. One, Ron promises your money is 100% safe and guaranteed. Two, Ron guarantees your money is never at risk. And three, with Ron, you'll never miss the upside, only the downside. Want a safe place to put your money, get a reasonable return, and pay no fees? Think safer, safer, safer. Think Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'll give you solid Safer Money advice. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313, and let me keep some part or all your money safely.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, here on a Saturday morning. As always, 8 years on the air with Ron, talking about indexed annuities and you know, how they are created and who they might be for. Is it one size fits all? What is the deal with these indexed annuities?
Well, it's never one size fits all. You know, it's not a cookie cutter type of situation. They all kind of work the same way. They all have some of the different same nuances, I should say, but they've got some little different twists in them. So I have three of them. Okay, I've got one that's fixed, and then I have two indexed, and that's for my retirement. You know, because hey, you know, I don't want to lose any money either. You know, and I'm not a spring chicken. I don't want to start over trying to fill the pipeline up with the money. And I've worked hard for it, so I want to keep it safe as my clients have. But one of the important things that we're looking for is liquidity, is what these companies, you know, how strong are they? You know, you have to keep about $1.02 for every dollar that the clients put up. The insurance companies have to do that. Your bank keeps a minus 11 cents for every dollar you put up, which is not good. Most of these, and I should say some of these, have a dollar like 80, dollar 70, dollar 90 for every dollar you put up. So they're strong. That's important, because you don't want to get into something that has a problem. The other thing is the caps. What is a cap? Well, a cap is like how we make our money. It's a ceiling. And if I was in your home or you're in my office and I jump up, I'm going to hit my head on the ceiling if I can go that high, which I probably can't. Right now, the caps are between about 15 and about 22%. Now, we're not going to hold our breath on that, but that's our upside. That's what we can potentially make, you know, and every year that can change. We can make changes that we can do that with. As long as we stay with the company that we signed up for, we can make changes. So what's the downside? Zero. So we're going to be somewhere between zero and that 22%. That's a nice thing about it. The other thing that I want to talk to you about, and this is really important, is participation rate. You know, some of these out there, and there's about 40 to 60 companies now that are doing these index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day because I've done the research on them. They have consistent caps, which is important. They don't have teaser caps where they just kind of suck you in and then you know, can't make any money. But I like it that we have 100% participation. So, for instance, if the market, because remember, we're tied to the market, but we're not in the market. That would be risk. Don't do risk. I get a lot of people that call me up and say, Ron, I've heard you and I want to do some investing with you. Well, and I correct them immediately, okay, very politely. I let them know that I don't do investing. What is investing? Investing is risk. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, real estate trusts, REITs, oil, gas. These are all products that you can lose your principal, you can lose your gains, and you're paying fees on. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that for me, and I can do that for my client. So the participation rate is important. Let's say the market gets a 10 for your contract year. Well, wouldn't you want the 10? Yeah, but some companies have a 30% participation rate. Why would you want 3 when you should have been getting a 10? Doesn't make sense to me. You know, I meet with a lot of people every day, a lot of new people, and I see stuff that people have bought going to some of the dinners, especially that Social Security dinner. Be careful with that one. I've heard some from different people that that's kind of a bait and switch thing. But, you know, that's my opinion. You know, I get 5 or 6 of these a month that invite me out to dinner, which I do not go to, but I get them in the mail. If you're over 50, you're probably getting the same amount that I get. The thing that you have to be careful about is the indexes. What do they offer? 1 or 2 indexes? Do they have 5 or 6 indexes? That's how we kind of make our money. We're tied to those indexes. The participation rate is very important. The caps are very important. The liquidity of the company, the strength and liquidity of the company are very important. Do they have bonuses? And if so, how are the bonuses paid? Are they paid up front or over a period of time? What about income rider? You know, an income rider rides on top of the policy. It's a product that rides on top of the policy that lets you have income for the rest of your life. Are there fees in that? Some companies charge fees. Some companies don't charge fees. So you need to know that. And if you don't know indexed annuities, you need to know your agent. You know, every Christmas, and we're coming up to that time again. It just seems like it was January just the other day. Diamond. People come out with a big push on diamonds for Christmas time to get your sweetie a diamond. They say if you don't know diamonds, and your jeweler, you better know who your jeweler is, because not everyone understands diamonds. So you need to trust somebody. So this is what I've done for many, many years. I help a lot of people. In fact, I'm in a marketing group over the United States. There's 300 plus of us now, men and women that do the safer money like I do. Some of them were financial planners. Some of them were stockbrokers on Wall Street. You know, I know a guy out of Georgia. He worked on Wall Street many, many years ago. And we call that the risk side. And now he's over on the safe side. In fact, it's funny because on Monday morning, they always used to get together in the office at the brokerage firm on Wall Street. And the manager would come in and say, we need you to push these particular products today because this is where we make our biggest profit on. And then once a month, they would do the phone bank thing, which is kind of cool. They had a room where they had phone hanging on each side of the wall, and you'd press a little button and it sounded like the phone would ring. Hello? Hey, George, this is Mr. Smith. I want you to go ahead and sell my stuff. What are you talking about? We've been friends for 30 years. I send you a Christmas card every year. You're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. So my friend used to practice that, you know, that lingo all the time. But I want you to know that the safer money has been around a long time. You know, the index stuff has been around for about 29 years now. And it was originally set up, annuities were set up originally for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church back in 1740 to keep their money safe for retirement. But 300 plus of us last year, 2017, took out of Wall Street for our clients, $5.5 billion with a B, and put it in safer money places. And that's important. You know, I can put my money anywhere I want. And I have money in indexed annuities because, again, I'm too old to lose my money. I want a reasonable range of return. I want to get sleep. I want to sleep at night knowing that I can't lose my principal or my gains because I don't have time to make it up. And I want to get that lifetime income that I can't outlive, all while paying no fees that eat up my returns. So if this is something that you would like, you know, it's important that we get together because, you know, right now, principal protection and predictability is in more demand now than it ever has been. In fact, the U.S. government, the accountability office, that's called the GAO, has put out a report ensuring income throughout retirement requires difficult choices, and it tells Americans to buy more of the indexed annuities. You know, the theme of the report is we've heard time and time and time again. It reiterates that the thought of regardless of the benefit schedule of the Social Security system, it cannot be relied upon to replace a person's pre-retirement salary. It's important that you understand that. Also, one important way that you can do that is through the fixed indexed annuity. It allows you to set aside a principal amount that will remain protected in the amount of market downturn. Okay, that's the beauty of it. You know, when we get a zero, and my clients and I got zeros back in 08 and 09, I was the hero. I got cookie baskets and thank you cards for not losing my clients any money. So if this is something that you would like, you want to sleep at night, you want to get a retirement blueprint set up, please give me a call. Let me sit down and help you get some of that money in a safer place where you don't have to worry about it. Because I know two things for sure. One day you're not going to want to work, or one day you will not be able to work due to physical or mental capacity. And if you haven't got your money, your dignity money, that's the money you work so hard for to protect yourself and your family in retirement. If you haven't got that put away in a safe place, out of the Wall Street casino, you're going to be in trouble. And you know, I meet with a lot of people, and I got to tell you that people are going to outlive their money. Most of them are going to outlive their money for three reasons. One, they didn't start early enough. Two, they stayed in risk too long. They stayed in the market too long. And three, they just didn't put enough away. Start early enough, put away, and stayed in risk too long. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
It was 10 years ago. It still sends shivers through people. 2008, yeah, when all that happened between the stock market, the real estate market, people thought, well, I got money in the house. That doesn't matter because I've got that. Well, the housing market collapsed.
The
real estate went into the toilet, as Archie Bunker would have said, and so did the stock market.
Yes.
What about your clients? What's the protection on that? Here we are, 2018. How do they sit?
Well, you know, my clients are fully protected. You know, we've got that money in a safer place. And we know that there's going to be another 08 or similar, maybe worse, maybe lighter. I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody really knows. You know, I know the prognosticators and the economists are definitely talking about there's going to be another hit. You know, we should have had a major correction, big stuff. We had a correction a couple weeks ago, but that wasn't that big a deal, in my opinion. But we're going to have a major correction, and it should have been 2 years ago probably. You know, my thing is most of the people out there buy high and sell low. And of course, that's not the way to do it, but that's what they do. And just because they have a financial planner or stockbroker, I mean, you know, those people – you know, they're looking at statistics. They're looking at this. In fact, my friend who is a stockbroker in Georgia that we just talked about left the what we call the dark side and went over to the light side. You know, he used to say in an up market, when the market's doing well, a monkey can make you money. It's the down market that you have to worry about. And a lot of people don't realize that back in 08 and 09, you know, when the market tanked, your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company still made money. You know, they're going to make money whether you win or lose. And, you know, I don't like that. My clients don't like that. We just don't like the fees that eat up our returns. Plus, you know, I feel that the brokers out there, the financial planners, the stockbrokers, the 401k companies, they're painting everybody with the same brush. You know, they're selling the same thing to a 30-year-old or 35-year-old as they would a 60 or 65-year-old. And to me, I just don't think that's right. You know, because a 30-year-old, they don't want to lose their money. Of course not, but they have time to make it up. 60, 65, 7-year-old, we don't have time to make it up. Time is not on our side, especially what if we've already pulled the plug and we've retired and we've got our money sitting in the 401k there that's sitting in Wall Street. And you bank on that money coming in and Wall Street has another collapse. You know, Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade. You know, we just had the 89th anniversary of the 29 crash here a few weeks ago. On Wednesday. I mean, it was bad. And it can happen again. And you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not just a little nucleus here anymore. You know, when China has a problem, when Russia has a problem, when Rocket Man over there threatens to push the button, it affects us over here. Excuse me. And we have to be prepared. So my clients and I really feel we're prepared. We're prepared for any downturn. In fact, when we had the big craziness, you know, a couple of weeks ago, 608 points down, I got emails and said, Ron Grant, this is why we're with you. Thank you. Ron Grant, thank you for letting me sleep, knowing that my money's tucked away, that I can't lose the principal or the gains. And that's what I do. You know, I let people sleep at night. I help them. You know, there's a lot of guys and gals out there I know that are jumping on the bandwagon the last couple of years. You know, Spence has brought this up many times where he hears stuff on the radio and things like that. A lot of those guys and gals are just tired of people like me and the group of the 300 of us nationwide taking money away from them. Because when we take money away from them, they can't drive the Ferraris and send their kids to Princeton. This is the situation. But people need to know that there's a safer place for them. They can still participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but not the downside of Wall Street. And the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, many of you don't even look at your portfolio. Some of you just rely upon your financial planner, your stockbroker, you know, that you give them, I don't know, willy-nilly to sell and buy and all this stuff. The bottom line is a lot of you don't stay on top of this stuff. And it can happen quickly. You know, back in 08, I met with a lot of people that either had an intuition or a premonition or whatever you want to call it. Get out of the market. Get out of the market. And they did. And they didn't lose any money. And then they ended up putting the money with me and keeping it safe. You know, you have to stay on top of this stuff because where does the best financial advice come from, ladies and gentlemen? It comes from you. Yes, you need to do your own due diligence. You need to understand and take responsibility for what's happening. You know, just because you have a financial planner and a stockbroker that you're paying 1 or 2% to, that's no excuse. You need to find out what's happening. You need to stay on top of your stuff. I know everybody wants to put it on autopilot, but you can't do that if your money's in Wall Street because it can change at a blink. Market's up 300 points, boom, you blink, market's down 400 points. We just don't know. That's the problem. So my clients and I, yes, we're fully protected. If there's another 08 or worse, we've got our money tucked away. We've got it safe. You know, I always use this analogy, and I haven't used it for a while, but I think it's an important one. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building. And a lot of people don't get this, and that's why I came up with this simplified way to show you this. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building. And you're in a safe index-linked annuity. And your buddy or your best friend is in Wall Street with their IRA or their 401k. You got your IRA. You got your money tucked away, safe. Market tanks like it did in 08, almost 50%. Well, your buddy, your best friend, goes right to the basement, takes the express elevator, boom, lost that money. Now you, however, are on that fifth floor and you haven't gone anywhere. As the market's coming back, and it did, as the market's coming back, you're on your way up to the sixth and the seventh and the eighth floor. Your buddy, your best friend who went to the basement, has to come back to the fifth floor if it takes 1 year or 20 years to do that, just to break even. I hope you understand that. It's important, because what if you were retired in that time, that 5, 6, 7 year, whatever it took to get back to just even? And why in the world would you want to just get even? Why? Do we have an unlimited time on Earth? No. Do we have an unlimited time in our job? No. Most of us don't want to continue for another 30 years or 20 years. Most of us can't physically, can't do it. So why in the world would you risk what you've worked so hard for in the Wall Street casino when you can participate in some of the Wall Street upside, but never the downside with the index-linked accounts that I help my clients with and that I have? It never makes sense to me, you know. And listen, with the dinners, you know, hundreds of people have come out, 30 people at a time. It just depends on where we're at in the location. But I've talked to a lot of people many, many years now, and that always perplexes me, why people would want to risk what they've worked so hard for. You know, take your money to Wall Street. I mean, take your money to the casino. That's just like Wall Street. You know what? And I think it's safer. I think, you know, to put your money on the pass line, boom, you make it or you lose it real quick, go forth and go it. But you know what? Don't take your dignity money. Don't risk what you work so hard for, your 401k, your IRA, your 457 plan. You know, my safety, my money, my dignity money is put away safe. I take a little bit of once in a while. I buy a classic car. I do something. You know, I took $1,200, I think, and I bought some cannabis stock. A company in Israel is doing some research for cancer with cannabis. And, you know, if I lose that $1,200, it's not going to affect my retirement. But maybe I'll make something with it. But I'm not going to put my retirement money on the line. Now, how many of you out there watch the poker channel, you know, or play poker? Yeah, it's funny because about a year ago, I was watching the poker channel. I was surfing, and I saw this man and this woman. They were heads up. What that means is everybody's been eliminated off the table. And the man takes his chips, and he takes and he says, all in, and he pushes the chips all in. And the lady looks at the cards and looks at him. And, wow, what's this guy got? What could he have that he took all the chips on the table and put them in? Well, the man didn't go all in with his mortgage. He didn't go all in with his 401k. He didn't go all in with his children's college funds, did he? But if you're in Wall Street with your 401k, your IRA, you're all in. Yeah, you're all in. You pushed it all in the middle of the table, because if it happens tomorrow, what are you going to do? I mean, I guess you could move in with your kids, or I guess you could get a second or a third job, but most people don't want to do that. So, are my clients fully protected from another 2008? You betcha. And I like it that way. I sleep at night. I enjoy what I do immensely, helping people, and I make a living. And you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. I met a lot of nice people and have a lot of nice friends now, my clients. And we're gonna be getting together on the first Tuesday of December, December 4th, I think it is. We're going to be having our annual client appreciation dinner. So for all my clients out there that are listening, look for your card in the mail. In fact, you should have had it already. Make sure you call and get in, because we have a limited space over there at the Manhattan in Camarillo. And don't forget your toy. We do a toy drive every year, an unwrapped toy, $15 or more, for children here in Ventura County. And people say, well, gosh, don't you know, what about the Toys for Tots? Hey, it's a great organization. But you know what? I work and I live in Ventura. I want my toys to stay in Ventura. So make sure you guys, we want to see you out there. So give me a call if I can help you. 805-660-1313. And you want it safer. I'll help you get it safer, I promise.
Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. As always, folks, get that pen out. Let's take some notes. Ron will be back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Here's what Kirby from Santa Paula posted on my website.
I wanted to thank you for the wonderful dinner and the great educational information. My mom made an appointment with you to help her with her investments that have lost money. Your program was very easy to understand.
And this is what Bob and Mary from Camarillo have to say.
We have been to a couple other programs, and yours was the best. Your program was straight and to the point. We felt comfortable with you and look forward to you helping keep our money safe.
Lewis from Ventura said,
my wife and I attended another workshop and it was very confusing and they pressured us. Yours very clear and we like that you didn't push yourself on us.
Call me for a one-on-one, no pressure, just information, and you walk away with a $100 Visa or MasterCard to use any way you want. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back.
We're back, and I'm back.
I might hang in 1974.
Yeah, all right.
Good times with that one.
Killing them with that stuff.
We'll have more music coming up here, but we also have Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You are back, and here we are. One of the things that we have to do in our life, and we had another story recently of somebody who ripped people off.
Yeah.
And it was terrible, you know, and it was, did they make a mistake? Absolutely. And the mistake they made is not checking the people out and looking into their past and being talked into something and bad things happening. So when we look at what we have to do to make sure our money is very, very safe, why is it important to check people out like a stockbroker or anybody you're going to put money with?
Well, anybody, financial planner, stockbroker, insurance agent, if someone is touching your money, you should know who they are and where they've been because it's important. I mean, again, whose money is it? It's your money. And the best financial advice comes from you. And that's good advice. You know, we've talked about that before. There's been many people in the last year that have committed fraud. Some of these guys aren't even licensed and they're out there doing this stuff. But I think what you should do is you should be checking your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent out at least twice a year because things change. Who knows what happened? Who knows if they got into a bind? What if legally, you know, they got a problem? What if they've done something, you know, to a client or whatever? What if the state has to come in or the federal government has had to come in and you don't know that and they've got your money? Yeah, it's important. So if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. Up top, there's ways to check out Ronald Grant. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. And again, I think if someone is touching your money especially, you need to know what that is. Also, I've got a little short bio there on myself and my daughters. As you know, Ricky works with me. She's working with me part-time. And bottom line is you can take a look at that. And then there's ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way you're going to find out is through the California Department of Insurance, because I'm licensed through them. I'm licensed in many states, but we're talking about California. I'm giving you a bullet point by bullet point way to do that. Got my license number on there to submit a query. Now, when you get on there and you pull me up, what are you going to find? Well, first of all, you're going to see the companies that I'm appointed with to help you. Remember, I do not work for a company. I'm not loyal to any company. Nobody pays my cell bill. Nobody pays for my desk. You know, the captive agents out there that push the captive products, that's where they get. They get that from the company. So they have to push those products, sell their products, sell their stuff, because that's how they make a living. I don't have to do that. If I help you with a product, a service, or an account, I get paid from the insurance company for helping you. It doesn't come out of your money, okay? And that's important. But you're also going to see if my license current. That's important. There's a lot of people out there that have inactive licenses that are still doing business. And that's not right. First of all, it's against the law, but it's not right ethically or morally. The other thing you're going to see is, has someone complained? Has there been a consumer complaint against me? And if so, how was that handled? You're also going to see, has the state of California ever had to reprimand me for something? And if how was that handled? you're going to see is my continued education courses up to date. These are important things, ladies and gentlemen. Then below that, you're going to see the National Ethics Association, the NEA. I'm a proud member of the NEA. They've done their due diligence, and you can check me out through the website I've given you or the 800 number, whatever you'd like to do. But it's important that you do that. If you want to work with me, check me out first so you know who I am. You know what I've done, if there's any problems and how they were handled. I think that's important. You know, unfortunately, too many people don't do that. Just like Spence said earlier, these people didn't do their due diligence. They didn't look into these people's licenses. They, you know, some of them weren't even licensed. I remember the one guy that got busted down south that was doing stuff in Oxnard. He wasn't even a licensed financial planner. The guy just claimed he was a financial planner, started selling stocks and bonds, which he really didn't do, I don't think, you know, because he's not licensed. So no company's going to do business with him. So he committed fraud. And that's not good. First of all, it's a seniors, which is elder abuse. But please check your people out on a regular basis. Make sure that they're still the people that you thought they were when you did business with them, because it's your money. And I think it's important that you do that. And if you have any questions, you can always give me a call, 660-1313.
That easy.
It is.
Check them out.
That's right. Do your due diligence.
It's so easy. What did it take?
5 minutes. Go on the website. It's all done for you.
Take a look.
Boom.
That's what you got to do. It's important. Yeah. So what else is going on here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist? We do have a gift coming up. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. We're going to do Chick-fil-A.
Always nice.
Yep. Stay tuned for that. Get your fingers ready to tap on a computer, whatever you send an email, because we're going to be doing that. We're going to give away two cards to two people. So from my buddy over there, Robert, who owns the Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, over by Chuck E. Cheese, and then I will mail them out Monday. Last weekend, boy, it was a horse race. I had like 11 people coming in basically within a minute of each other. It was crazy. So, you know.
On your mark.
Get ready to go, yeah.
Yeah, one of the most sought after
You said franchises. Yeah, you said that. I couldn't believe that.
Everybody wants him because they know how great they are.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A coming up in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
So we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Chick-fil-A giveaway time.
We're going to do a Chick-fil-A giveaway. So what I want you to go to your computer, something that you write on, and I want you to send me an email. In the, subject line, I want you to write chicken. Put chicken in there, and then send it to ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. The first two people that are in, I'll send two cards to two people out on Monday. I'll personally mail them out to you. You need your name, your address, and your phone number. I need to turn that into Robert, who is the owner of Chick-fil-A, who gives us the cards to give away on my show. So those are his requirements. So if you'll do that, we will get it done, and then you'll be able to go over there and have Chick-fil-A.
That easy, but you got to get on it. Now, folks, let's be quick.
Quick.
Go to your email machine and make that happen. So let's talk about what's going on with the types of clients that you are ripe for. The people not only that you have great conversations with over the 8 years, but the people that you can help make their money safe. Who is that, man or woman or both?
Well, it's not sexist. We can have man or woman. It's not a problem. You know, I hate to say this, but the sweet spot for me helping people with index annuities is the 55 to 75. Can I help people younger? Of course. You know, a few months back in April, 18 to 40-year-olds, we were doing Roth IRAs and SEP IRAs and self-employed stuff. I do a lot of hairdressers and a lot of real estate people that don't have a retirement set up, and I put them in SEP IRAs. But the sweet spot, because the companies, the insurance companies, and a lot of this has to do with the state we're in. State of California, I don't know. I hate to say it, but if you're over 60, the state thinks we're stupid, that we can't make any decisions for ourselves. So hence the insurance companies have to follow tough guidelines here in this state to do that. I've got 90-year-olds that I've helped. You know, it's not a problem. 80 and 90-year-olds, not a problem. The products just aren't as good. When I say aren't as good, I just say that there's the benefits aren't as good, the bonuses aren't as good, that type of situation. But 55 to 75, all day long, every day, it's not a problem. I can help you because it's not cookie cutter. It's going to be based on you. It's going to be based on your liquidity, how much liquid money you have, other than the money that we're going to take to keep safe. It depends on your net worth. And of course, the older you get, the more net worth you have to have. It depends on your income. You have to have more income coming in than going out, which makes sense, right? Okay. You have to have some liquidity set aside, and the older you get, the more liquid money you have to have set aside than if you're younger. So, again, I can help all kinds of ages. It's just the sweet spot is 55 to 75. That's where everyone kind of has the best products that we can offer out there, the multiple companies that help you, and that's what we can do. So if I can help you, no matter what age you are, give me a call. And let me see, let me ask you some questions. Let me see if I can help you do something. If I can, I'll be more than happy to do that. I'd love to help everybody. So 805-660-1313, or you can email me, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com, and I will be able to help you. And you can listen to the show 24/7 if you go to my website and click on the button, LA Talk Radio.com, and you can get me. It'll go right to my page where you can listen to the shows that we have on there. So not a problem.
That easy.
That easy. Not simple, but it's easy. What can we say?
Hey, we got Will on the phone line.
Mr. Will Hart, my metal man. How are you today, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
Going beautiful.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day. Of course, we live in a great area, so what, you know, it's nice. It's nice. Mr. Will Hart has helped me with my IRA. He's helped clients with gold, an IRA and non-IRA stuff. And so maybe you want some of that too, because you know what? We want to diversify. True class diversification is real estate, is liquidity, is an indexed annuity, is metals. You know, I know your broker and your financial planner says, we've got you diversified. He just has you in different pots of risk. So here, we're going to talk about true class diversification. I want to find out something, Will. What are the options that people out there have to buy the physical gold and silver, and how do you store those metals? I mean, do you bring them to my house and let me watch them for you, or what?
Yeah, exactly. the two options they have is one way you can buy it with a cash position. They simply either write a check or wire the funds in as soon as the funds clear, or lock it in whatever products they want, bars, coins, rounds, ingots. American Eagles happens to be our number one seller. It's what I have. It's what you have, Ron. And that is also in fractional sizes, 10th ounce, quarter ounce, half ounce, 1 ounce. And then the other option, which turns out to be quite a popular option, is a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover from a retirement account, 401k, 403b, traditional Roth, whatever they have. It gets rolled over tax-deferred penalty-free into a precious metals IRA, where, again, we go over all the different types of IRA-approved precious metals. That's, a lot of companies out there make mistakes. They put the wrong product that's not IRA-approved, and then it becomes a taxable event. Obviously, you want to make sure you're going with a reliable company that you know they know what they're doing, which we do. And then, of course, when they decide at some point to liquidate those metals, hopefully three times what they paid, that is another tax-deferred penalty-free rollover. And those metals can be stored either at a depository, which we will, of course, set up for the clients, or they can do what they call private storage or home storage, where they store the metals themselves.
You know, this is kind of a weird question, because you don't think of metal, especially gold or silver, ever going away. It's always going to be there. You just dig it out of the earth. But I understand that there's a scarcity on metal, and talk about that, because I think that's important.
Yeah, a lot of people think like there's this endless bountiful amount of gold. That's not the case. Bloomberg did a chart in the beginning of the year, 2018, that showed that miners are finding 85% less gold. So that means over the past 10 years. So that means that definitely the easy pickings, the low-hanging fruit's been gobbled up, and now it's coming down to having to go deeper, more remote areas where, of course, it gets more expensive to find. And so you can imagine what direction the price of gold is eventually going to be going, which we're already seeing that now.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You know, it's if you have enough, if you don't have enough, where is it at? What about the hedge against the dollar? Because we know where the dollar is going, and it's going to get worse. So why is it important that people hedge against the buck?
Yeah. So actually, I was reading a very interesting article talking about the Chinese yuan and how they want to go to a gold-backed yuan. And again, if we are a fiat currency, we print money whenever we need it, which makes the dollar worth less and less, where gold continues to maintain its value against goods and services. You got to kind of say to yourself, in the long run, over the next few years, what direction do you think the dollar is going to go? Is it going to get weaker or stronger? Is it going to be continually mass-produced? We're $21 trillion in debt now. Every second of the day, we go $10,000 deeper in the hole, where gold, of course, costs. There's an actual physical cost to dig it out of the ground. So what direction do you think it's going to be? We saw that 10 years ago, to produce an ounce of gold, meaning to mine an ounce of gold, was $700, and the cost was selling for $700. Now, today, 10 years later, to dig that same ounce of gold out of the ground is $1,200, and gold is selling for just over $1,200. So it's got to kind of look at you know where gold has over history, what it could buy for what the cost of the ounce of gold was, and in all cases, gold continues to keep climbing.
Yeah, and you know we want to talk about this, and we've addressed this before, but I had a sweet little old lady that I met with about a week ago, and she had heard yours and my conversation, and so she asked me some questions about the metals and stuff, and I said, you know, Will's the expert, but she said, here's what I want to know, because you've brought this up before. My broker says that I can buy gold, and she started talking about this and that, and I said, well, but that's paper. And she says, well, what's the difference? I says, well, it's not real gold that you can hold in your hand. So explain the difference between the paper gold that the brokers and the financial planners have availability to them versus physical gold like the bars and the coins that you've helped me with and my clients with.
Sure. And that, Ron, in all fairness, that is probably the number one question I get all the time, because all of the people that your listeners, most of them have a financial advisor of some sort. They've got a broker, and their broker does not want to see them take a penny of their money and move it elsewhere. So when the client is concerned that the market's going to go south or the value of the dollar is going to continue to go south, and they mention physical metals, but, you know, of course, the broker starts to panic and says, well, I can sell you that and put you in an ETF or a GLD, which, in all fairness, it is gold. It's just you don't own the actual gold, and it's all leveraged accounts. The problem with that is right now we are poised for a major market correction. Based on what Warren Buffett, Ron Paul, and others are saying, David Stockman and such are talking about this major market crash that we're expected to happen. And if that does in fact happen, and the principals, the ones that control the gold that is actually your ETF or GLD is backed against, I always give this example, $1 billion of bars sitting in a vault can be leveraged out 400 to 500 times its value. Well, if the market, in fact, does go south, those principals reach in and grab those bars because they have the right to do that, leaving now an empty bolt that your piece of paper is backed against. You don't want to be in that situation. You want to make sure you have the gold and silver in your hands, or at least in your safety deposit box where you know you have access to it.
Yep. I got my gold. It's in the safety deposit box. I got the real deal. You helped me with it for my IRA, which is nice. You've helped a lot of my clients. And to my clients that are listening, we're going to have Will Hart at my client appreciation dinner. We're going to be talking about some of the same stuff we do on the radio here. I think he's going to bring some samples that maybe he'll leave with us. I don't know. I hope so. Anyway, it'd be cool. If you would like to have some gold and silver in your portfolio, true class diversification, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Mr. Will Hart. Buddy, have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy.
All right, take care, Ron.
Take care.
Now let's look at some car shows again, some biggies that are coming
up.
We've
biggies.
Got a couple of minutes.
We do. Couple? Okay. Well, tonight you're going to be over at Rock and Roll Cafe, which is nice. That's Camarillo. Excuse me. I'm sorry. First of all, we're going to go to Harley's Bowl.
Which I love is Harley's Bowl.
Camarillo Cruise, and that's going to be from 4 to 8.
Britney Spears Bowl's there.
She does?
She has.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's cool. Next Saturday, which is the 17th, you're going to be at Rock and Roll Cafe on Tapo Street, not Tapo Canyon, from 3 to 7. There's going to be a toy drive and a food drive. If you would please drop off a toy, $10 or more, unwrapped, and some food for people less fortunate here in Ventura County, that would be great. And then tomorrow, Malibu Cars and Coffee. Okay, 24250 PCH. It's called The Bluffs. It's right across the street from Pepperdine almost on PCH. That's from 7 to 9. So hopefully you're going to be able to come out there and take a look at that. And then I got to hit the Reindeer and Tamales. We're going to be Santa's Tamale Festival December 8th. From 11 to 7 up at the town center in Simi, and some of the proceeds are going to go to our veterans. So, again, charity, good food, come out and enjoy us.
Let's make it happen.
Yep. 805-660-1313. Let's everyone have a blessed day out there, and let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.